Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, American Prison: A Reporter's Undercover Journey into the Business of Punishment by Shane Bauer, is a 2018 investigative nonfiction book that combines immersive reporting with historical analysis. Based on Bauer's 4 months working undercover as a guard at a private prison in Louisiana, the book examines how for-profit incarceration operates on the ground and why it generates persistent abuse, neglect, and dehumanization. Rather than treating prison problems as isolated failures, Bauer links daily conditions inside one facility to the larger structure of American punishment, including the legacy of slavery, convict leasing, and mass incarceration. The result is both a personal account of working inside a private prison and a broader critique of the economic incentives that shape modern corrections. The book is designed to help readers understand not only what happens inside private prisons, but also how profit, staffing, and accountability influence the treatment of incarcerated people and the moral logic of the system itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, undercover reporting reveals how private prison work is organized from the inside. A central strength of the book is its first-hand reporting method. Bauer does not write as an outside commentator. He enters the prison system as an entry-level guard and observes how the job is performed, how staff are trained, and how day-to-day decisions are made. This approach gives the book its credibility and its tension, because it shows the prison as a workplace shaped by exhaustion, confusion, low pay, and weak oversight as much as by formal policy. Bauer's account demonstrates that correctional authority is not simply exercised through rules, but through improvisation, shortcuts, and institutional habits that develop when staff are underprepared and overburdened. The undercover framework also allows the book to expose the gap between how private prisons are marketed and how they actually function. Readers see a system that depends on secrecy and limited scrutiny, which makes the reporting method essential to the book's argument. Secondly, profit incentives shape neglect. Staffing problems and poor conditions. The book's main institutional argument is that private prisons are structurally driven by profit rather than rehabilitation or humane care. Bauer shows that when a company must preserve margins, it has reasons to minimize spending on staff, food, medical care, and maintenance, even when those cutbacks harm prisoners and guards alike. This is not presented as a matter of a few bad actors. It is the logic of the business model itself. The book explains that a prison company makes money by controlling costs, not by improving outcomes. So conditions that would be unacceptable in a public institution can persist because they are economically efficient. Bauer also emphasizes how understaffing and low wages feed instability, since poorly supported guards are more likely to make mistakes, act harshly, or burn out quickly. In this way, the book connects financial structure to everyday cruelty and argues that the system cannot be made fully humane without undermining the profit mechanism that sustains it. Thirdly, the book traces private incarceration back to slavery and convict leasing. Bauer places modern private prisons within a much longer American history of racialized labor control. He argues that the system did not emerge in isolation, but grew from post-slavery arrangements that kept black labor exploitable after emancipation. By linking private prisons to convict leasing and the constitutional exception that permits forced labor as punishment for crime, the book shows how punishment has often doubled as a labor system. This historical frame is important because it challenges the common view that prisons are only about crime control. Instead, Bauer presents them as institutions that have repeatedly been used to manage labor, race, and economic hierarchy. The historical chapters are not decorative background. They explain why certain forms of abuse seem enduring, and why private incarceration became politically and economically viable in the South. The book's historical analysis gives readers a lens for seeing continuity between older systems of coerced labor and contemporary mass incarceration. Fourthly, moral erosion affects guards as well as prisoners. Another important layer of the book is its attention to psychological and moral consequences. Bauer does not reduce guards to villains or inmates to symbols. Instead, he shows how the prison environment deforms behavior across roles, including his own. As the work continues, he becomes more hardened and more willing to adopt the aggressive habits expected inside the institution. This detail matters because it reveals that prisons do not only confine incarcerated people, they also train staff to accept cruelty as normal. The book suggests that an institution built around suspicion, force, and constant control can damage the judgment and empathy of those who work within it. At the same time, Bauer notes the instability and frustration in many guards' lives, which helps explain why the workplace is so disorderly. The result is a broader insight that the harms of private prisons are not limited to visible abuses against inmates, but extend to the emotional and ethical degradation of the whole environment. Lastly, a critique of the prison industry that points toward broader criminal justice reform, although the book is rooted in one prison. its argument extends to the wider system of American punishment. Bauer makes clear that private prisons are a symptom of larger policies that produce excessive incarceration in the first place, including policing practices, prosecutorial power, mandatory minimums, and long sentences. This perspective matters because it prevents readers from treating private prisons as a narrow procurement problem. Instead, the book encourages a structural view in which incarceration rates, public policy, and corporate contracts all reinforce one another. Its reform value lies in showing that improving conditions inside a private prison may not solve the deeper contradiction of profiting from confinement. The book therefore functions as both a specific exposé and a broader invitation to rethink what punishment is for. Readers who care about criminal justice, journalism, labor, race, or public ethics will find it especially useful because it connects concrete reporting to a larger critique of how the American carceral state operates. In conclusion, American Prison is best suited for readers who want a rigorous evidence-based account of how the private prison system actually works and why it persists. Journalists, students of criminal justice, reform advocates, policy readers, and anyone trying to understand mass incarceration will gain from its combination of on-the-ground reporting and historical context. The book is especially valuable because it does not rely on abstraction. Bauer shows how profit, staffing, secrecy, and racial history interact in a real facility, which makes the system's harms easier to understand in practical terms. Compared with many books about prisons, it stands out for pairing undercover immersion with a long view of American punishment, linking a present-day private prison to slavery, convict leasing, and the economics of control. That dual structure gives the book unusual force. It is not only a critique of one company or one institution, but a clear demonstration that the private prison debate is inseparable from broader questions about labor, race, accountability, and the purpose of punishment in the United States. If you would like to support Shane Bauer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.